So for a few moments, we're going to learn a little bit about asking mechila, the importance of asking forgiveness. It's appropriate to focus on this during this time of year. So we'll start off with a sif taken from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we'll move on to the words of the Mishnah Berurah thereafter. It says, Averos shebein adam l'chavero, ein yom ha-kippurim mechaper ad shiratzes chavero. Now, when it comes to averos, which pertain to our fellow man, Yom Kippur, you can do all the tshuva you want, will not make any difference. It will not atone for those averos. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. That when it comes to the chatoim, the sins that we've done, we've committed lifnei Hashem, those are the only ones that Yom Kippur will atone for. However, anything else will not be titaru, will not purify. Ma shebein adam l'chavero, the things that we've done harming our friends, possibly even with words, ein yom ha-kippurim mechaper ad shiratzes chavero. You have to go to your friend and ask for forgiveness. L'chein, therefore, sorech kol adam l'dakteik, a person needs to be careful. Shim yesh b'yado mamon shelcherim shlo kedin. Let's say you have something which is not really yours. It really doesn't belong to you. Maybe you didn't put much thought into it. The reality is that your Yom Kippur, you can finish your Yom Kippur, you will not have an atonement for that. Rather, yachzulo diafayasoso. You have to do two things. You have to return that lost object, and you also have to ask forgiveness for that which you're holding something which does not belong to you. Let's say you're not 100%. You're in doubt. But generally when it comes to money, we go l'chumra for ourselves. We go strict and assume that it's ours. The reality is that it may not be yours. And therefore, imhu shelo al piadin, although you're not sure, do I really deserve this according to the letter of the law? Yodil chaveru shehu rotze lamod imo miyad l'achu yom ha-kippur modin ha-torah ha-kadosha v'yikabla b'emes l'kaim kasher yetzim epi beistin. That you should go up to your friend and say, you know, I'm not so sure. I'm not 100%. And let's try to rectify this situation. I know that we can't do it now. We'll wait until after Yom Kippur is over. But we're going to set a date so that we'll be able to take care of this so that if it really does belong to you or part of that which I have belongs to you, you're going to get that which you really deserve. Gam im lo chata keneged chavero el b'dvar. Maybe you didn't even take anything that does not belong to you, but maybe you use your words inappropriately. Sarach l'faiso, you have to appease that individual. M'chuiv l'leches ba'atzmo l'faiso. We're going to discuss this a bit in the Mishnah Berurah, but he says that you need to really go yourself. Ach im kasha alav. Let's say it's difficult for you to do so. Oh, shehu maven ki yoser korev shispais alidem soi. Maybe you hurt that person so badly they don't even want to look at you. That's how painful that is. But maybe you could speak to someone who's friendly with that individual, and you can ask them to speak on your behalf. Then yas alidem soi. Then if that would work, then maybe that's your better choice. Va'ish asher mevakshim mena mechila, which we discussed yesterday during Shabbat Shuvah, that the person who is being approached with this person who's saying, please forgive me, yimcho b'lev sholem, you're supposed to forgive that person wholeheartedly. Lo yeheh achzari, the person should not be cruel. Ki ein zeh mimidas Yisrael, because we are a forgiving people. And for us not to be mochel, that's not one of our traits. You're not exhibiting the trait of Yisrael, el mimidas Esav. With regard to Esav, that's their trait, that they hold on to their feelings and they're unwilling to forgive others. Of course, it's easier said than done. Every situation you have to assess on a case-to-case basis. You can't just say just because a person doesn't forgive that they're an achzari, that they're cruel, because you obviously have to understand what that person is asking forgiveness for, and who knows how sincere they are as well. But in the situation where you could somehow find the ability to be mochel, that's certainly what a person should do. Because darkon shel zera Yisrael hulios kashelikos benoach liritzos, that we are in our nature more difficult, harder to get angry, and easier to be appeased. And that's something which, if a person has does not have those traits, that's something which a person should be striving to achieve. The person, again, should forgive with a whole heart and completely willingly. Even if they cause much pain to you, a person should not seek revenge. Person should not bear a grudge, and even though it doesn't say this, but immediately afterwards, and the pasuk set concludes, you're supposed to love your fellow man and be sensitive to the fact that they're coming to you asking for your forgiveness. Maybe you can put yourself in that situation, and maybe you'd understand that this is what they're really being sincere. And he says something pretty powerful over here. He says, "Mishenu maver." Sina b'yom kippurim, a person who does not remove this anger within themselves, a person who is less willing to forgive others, ein tefilaso nishmas chas v'shalom, the person's tefillah will not be heard on Yom Kippur. Your own tefillahs will not be accepted. And we discussed this based on the words of the Mesillas Yesharim, that the whole idea of tshuva is chesed to begin with, that Hashem doesn't have to forgive you, so He bends. So if you're unwilling to bend, so why should Hashem bend for you? And therefore, unfortunately, such an individual, ein tefilaso nishmas, which is something which we would not want to be under that category. B'chol maver al midosav, mavirin lo al kol pish'av. On the other hand, if a person who is maver al midosav, that they're not so machbid in particular, if a person slights them or hurts them, they're able to say, "Hey, no big deal, get over it, it's no problem." Then Hashem will also, even though you've slighted Hashem and showed a lack of respect by not adhering to the mitzvahs that He requires us to keep, nonetheless Hashem also, because you look the other way, Hashem will look the other way as well. So spend a few more minutes looking at the words of the Mishnah Berurah on this topic. There's certainly a lot to talk about. That was just the words of the Kitzur. The Mechaber states that Averu Shebein Adam L'Chaveru Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ad Shefasenu, which is basically what we said, that when it comes to an Averu which we commit against our fellow man, Yom Kippur will not atone, you have to ask for forgiveness. V'afilu Lo Hignito Elo B'Dvarim Sarach HaFaiso, even if you didn't take anything from them, but you said something which was not nice or painful or hurtful, you have to ask for forgiveness. So we'll just see the Mishnah Berurah on this, and that's when we'll stop. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hine afalpi shigam b'sharimos hashan nemechuyev afayos l'mi shepasha kinegdo." The Mishnah Berurah asks the question: why are we learning this in the laws of Yom Kippur?
Only Yom Kippur.
This is the time we have to focus on asking forgiveness. If you did something wrong to someone, if you have something in your garage which belongs to someone you stole, so now is the time you return it. You're supposed to return it right away. So why are we focusing on this now? It says, Mikol Makom, nonetheless, it's within our nature. Ein lo penai. Maybe I just don't have the time, or we procrastinate. And we say, I'm not going to do it now, I'm not going to ask forgiveness, I'll return it another day. Of Erev Yom Kippurim, it's not kedai to wait a day after that. Once it's already Erev Yom Kippur, mechuyev sakin hakol. You have to fix up everything from the past year. Kedei shi'atahir mikol vonosav, that a person should be cleansed of all the things that they have done wrong. Kedeksiv, as it says, kibiyom hazeh yechapra leichem mikol chatoseichem, that on Yom Kippur, we should stand on Yom Kippur, and we should be completely cleansed from all of our chatayim, even that which were affecting our fellow man, Bein Adam L'Chaveru. The Kol Shekeinen certainly says in the Mishnah Berurah, Yim Yesh B'Yadom in a Gezel, if a person has something which is stolen, the Chol Davar HaNogem B'Mamon Yirul Asakin, that's something which a person should fix. And then he says something pretty interesting. He says, Kol Shadavar, the general rule when it comes to money, Kol Davar Shibamamon Lo Yismach Al Haraso. A person, when it comes to money, and you're unsure, does it belong to you? Maybe it's not really mine. Maybe a person will paskin, oh, you know what? I'm a posek. So I'm a posek, so I'm going to paskin that this money is mine. He says, Ki yetzer hara yeshlo heterim harbe. That when it comes to money especially, our yetzer hara has many, many heterim as to why we can justify that it in fact is ours. We'll just see, we'll cut one more Mishnah Berurah. Benachon, it says when it comes to a peas, Benachon she'elch v'atzmo yelav, which is what the Kitzer said, you should really go yourself. You should not appoint someone else. And the question is, why not? We do have a principle of you're allowed to appoint a shliach. So that person is going to act on my behalf. So the obvious answer is that you can't even come up to me to ask for forgiveness. You have to send this person. Of course I'm not going to forgive you. But if it's difficult, that if you know that if you would go to that person yourself, which is really what you should do, but if you know that going there will be ineffective, then maybe you should take this other option of having someone else go and ask for forgiveness on your behalf. We'll stop here.